A recent accident at the intersection of Hamilton and Church Streets in Preston has prompted a nearby resident to speak out about a concerning trend she's seen in her neighborhood. Sherry Gardner and her husband Kevin say they often see vehicles flying down the quiet side street at speeds of 80 km per hour. The posted speed limit is 40 km per hour. "There's a speed problem here," Sherry said. "There's a hill near that intersection and people speed and they can't see what's coming because of it. That intersection should be a four-way stop." Making matters worse is the fact there are several students who use that intersection on their route to various schools in the area, she points out. With it only being a two-way stop, there is no crosswalk going across Hamilton Street. "That's dangerous," Sherry said. "They're not my children, but they're someone's children, and that's my concern, someone else's child. There should be a crosswalk on both sides. We see people speeding every single day." The parallel street to Hamilton, Queenston, has four-way stops, so the Gardners believe people use their street as quicker route. When the accident occurred, the speeding issue was brought to the police's attention. "They said it's a busy street and shrugged their shoulders," Sherry said. The one officer said he would make a note about it and shrugged it off. The Gardners believe the solution to the issue is multi-layered. Number one, they need a four-way stop at Hamilton and Church, Sherry said. The four-way stop might force the traffic slow down a little bit. They need the crosswalks, those need to be done. They also need the police to enforce what's been put in place. If they're not going to enforce it, what's the point of putting it in place? Melissa Query, public information officer for the Waterloo Regional Police Service, says the service encourages anyone with a driving-related complaint to report it via their website or by calling their non-emergency line. If the situation is an emergency, such as a suspected drunk driver, 911 should be called immediately. Filing reports is critical to help patrol divisions and the traffic unit in planning proactive traffic enforcement initiatives. When it comes to installing a four-way stop, that falls on the City of Cambridge. When a request is received for the installation of an all-way stop at an intersection, the city completes a review of the intersection based on the transportation industry standards as outlined in the Ontario Traffic Manual, said Dennis Lopez, senior civil engineering technologist at the city. The purpose of the manual is to provide information and guidance for transportation practitioners and to promote uniformity of treatment in the design, application and operation of traffic control devices and systems across Ontario, consistent with the intent of the Highway Traffic Act. Approval of a four-way stop comes down to a number of factors. The Ontario Traffic Manual and City Council's approved all-way stop warrant criteria, Lopez said. Traffic volume and collision values are used in the review of any request. The Gardners just want something done before it's too late. "Kids are taught to not go on the road. We've taught our grandkids to not go on the road, but kids are kids," Sherry said. "These people have to slow down." Requests for traffic-related signage can be sent to transportation@cambridge.ca.